This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have been hearing this term called menstrual equity. Menstrual equity. And some of you are a little confused by it, and you're nervous that that means you have to pay for people to have a period while you're working and they get to leave to change your pants. And it's not that. It's actually something that's a lot simpler. And it's interesting that that term menstrual equity is being used. I never had menstrual equity. My friends had way easier periods than I did. Now, I mean, trying to work a 36-hour shift, right, while having your period and worried you're going to get toxic shock or not having enough pads or not being able to change because you were in an 8-hour commando procedure, a big ENT procedure that could last 8 hours. Or, you know, it was everybody seemed to have a much easier time. Nowadays, doctors let patients not have a period. They give them medications to stop their periods altogether. And the IUD, oh my gosh, whew, I wish I knew about the IUD in the 8th grade. So there is no equity, shall we say, in terms of why can't your period be like hers. However, one thing that is always a struggle is you go to the bathroom, you go, "Doh, looks like it came early," and you don't have anything in your purse. And you need to ask somebody next to you, right, in the stall next to you for a pad. And you're waiting for somebody because you're in the bathroom alone. Finally, somebody comes in there and you go, "Hi, do you have any extra tampons or pads?" Or, you know, because the toilet paper nowadays is so cheap. It's paper thin. You can actually, it's like tissue paper. So that's not absorbent. And it's embarrassing. It's non-sanitary, which is why we have sanitary pads. And there's nothing in the bathrooms. You used to be able to take a dime and buy your own, but those were never stocked, or somebody broke into them and stole them, so there was nothing available. And so it ends up being very, very frustrating. Well, a councilwoman in Montgomery County, I believe this is in Alabama. Let me just double check. I'm sorry. No, this is Montgomery County, Maryland. Will Jawando is a council member and Education and Cultural Committee Chair. He's introducing the Menstrual Products Access and Equity Act. This act promises to improve menstrual equity and reduce period poverty in Montgomery County. So what they want to do is have basic menstrual products available to everybody for free. If you have clean running water, a functional toilet, toilet paper, soap, you should also have menstrual supplies. They say public restrooms should provide patrons with access to free menstrual hygiene products as they would to other hygiene products such as toilet paper. Menstrual female hygiene products are a medical necessity. Access to these products is a gender equity issue. So when you hear that at the offset, you're like, well, yeah, duh. I don't understand why we haven't had these. Well, but for those of us who have been in school bathrooms, they're always empty. People take them. Boys, especially, like to pull the wrapping off the pad and smack it onto walls, right? Or take tampons, stick them in water, see them blow up, and then try to stick them in the friend's ears. And so as much as I support us having access to menstrual products, because trust me, I think it helps all taxpayers, Last thing you want to do is sit on a seat that could have been sullied prior. It helps all of us in terms of having proper toilet paper, proper hand washing. It's a very sanitary thing. But what is the reality of it? And so somebody could say, who would object to a law like this in schools? I don't think anybody would object to it. But the problem we're going to have is now that it's a law, if you stock it at 7 a.m. and at 7:05, people steal them. And trust me, these kids, if these kids don't have a problem killing a classmate, they sure as heck don't have a problem attacking menstrual equity and going into a bathroom and stealing the pads and the tampons. The question I think many industries have, or workers have, or businesses have, or schools have is, what happens if it gets stolen? If this is supposed to be easily accessible to the public, and trust me, when you're having your period, you don't have time to find a key. You need to be able to grab what you need to. How do you stop theft? And so if somebody comes in at 7:45 before class to go to the bathroom, and they say, there's nothing there. They never have anything there. And the school's like, I swear to God, we did. We put that in there. Are they going to be in trouble? Are they going to lose government funding? So legislating menstrual equity is a nice thing. But like all laws, and as with all politicians, you got to also put in the practicality aspect. So how do you lock these up? Do you have to have a nurse in every potty that says, here you go, I'm going to give it to you, so you don't have a group of kids run and grab them? And girls will do it too. Girls have a lot of fun with tampons. I mean, until they finally have them, and they're like, oh, God, I don't even want to look at one again. So if schools are going to get fined, if schools or businesses are going to lose federal funding, if there's going to be sanctions against them, if pads and tampons aren't available, what do we advise these businesses and schools to do to protect against theft? Because when there's free products, people grab them. And I don't see how you're going to always have a supply. I was in an airport. I think it was Houston. And it was really nice because they had a basket of sanitary pads right there by the sink. And I took a picture and I'm like, gosh, this would have been nice years ago for me. But then I saw somebody come out of the bathroom, wash your hands, fix your hair, and then grab a whole bunch and leave. Now, maybe they wanted to stock their house. But who keeps refilling these? And so just, you know, while we're passing all these new laws, understand that there might need to also be some practical advice given. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So to collect your Social Security early or to not collect your Social Security early, that is the question. And I get asked this often. What should I do? Should I take the benefits as soon as I could get them, or should I wait? And I got to be honest, I can't answer that. On one end, I look at the way the government manages the money, and I say, to hell with this. Now, I'm going to manage it myself. I don't need the government screwing it up, losing it. If I'm entitled to any money, I better start getting it now. So I get that thinking. On the flip side, you get more money the longer you wait. And it is financially beneficial, assuming that Social Security still will exist by the time you do turn 70. And so you will get more bang for your buck. So what is the right answer? Well, so here's an article that was written, and it was written in, let me give the credit to, it's called The Motley Fool. And they give some very interesting business advice. And again, this is not a business show, this is not a money show, but as a physician, you know, when I get asked these questions, I like to address them, you know, the best I can, and if not, I'll, you know, tell you what I'm hearing and what I'm reading. So you guys could take this, you know, and this source, any way you like. I don't mind. Take it with a grain of salt, but it is interesting. So as you know, you can file for benefits as early as age 62. Once you're 62, although that might change now that they see that Social Security may go defunct, you can file for benefits at age 62. For each month you delay up to age 70, you could collect larger monthly payments. If you file at age 70, if you wait till you're 70, you will receive your full benefit amount plus a bonus of at least 24% per month. Now, somebody could say, well, that's a no-brainer. Now, honestly, for me, I would probably try and wait if I could. It would really depend on my health and all that because I'm a workaholic. And I'm going to want to continue to work. And when you do work, you start to lose your Social Security benefits. So I would probably want to work as long as I could, but that's just me. Now, in this article, they say there is not necessarily a right or wrong time to claim, but your decision will depend, they say, on your unique situation. Research shows that some ages are better to start taking benefits than others. They say there are two ages in particular that are among the worst times to file. So in 2019, researchers at United Income looked at retirees' claiming decisions before examining how much of those retirees earned in benefits over lifetime. They then used that data to determine how many retirees claimed at the, quote, optimal age. They found that only 4% of retirees made the right optimal decision to earn as much as possible, and the average retired household therefore missed out on $111,000 worth of lifetime income by claiming the benefits at a suboptimal age. They said around 57% of retirees could have earned more in total by waiting until age 70 to begin claiming. Meanwhile, claiming at 62 or 63 was only the optimal choice for 6.5% of retirees. They said financially then, taking your benefits out at 62 or 63 years old are the worst ages, as retirees who claimed at those ages were the least likely to maximize their lifetime income. However, there's other things that you do need to take into account. So when is it a good idea to claim early? So if you file for Social Security as early as possible, which is age 62 right now, your benefits are going to be reduced by up to 30%. Now, that's a lot. But again, they said if you have a robust retirement fund and don't need the extra money from Social Security, claiming early could help you retire a few years sooner. Some people don't have the luxury of choosing when to retire. If you lose your job or are unable to work due to health issues, filing Social Security early can then make retirement more affordable. It is possible to retire in your early 60s and delay benefits, but you'll need to then rely entirely on other sources of income in between. Plus, if you're battling health issues or you don't think you're going to live well into your 80s or beyond, you might actually get more bang for your buck starting earlier. They say there is no single right age to take Social Security. So, if they go, well, 65 and a half or 72 and three quarters. No. But there is a bonus, $21,756, that a lot of retirees completely overlook. There are Social Security secrets, I guess, that can help ensure a boost in your retirement income. So you would, I guess, get an additional $21,756 based on, there's certain tips, and I'm not here to go through those. That's what a money show would do. But strategies to maximize your Social Security, keep in mind, will be short-lived depending on how they change the rules. But what you need to do is, the moral to this is you really need to understand Social Security, understand what benefits you'll get, what you'll lose. If you're like, well, you know, I have supplemental income coming in. You could live on your retirement benefits, but some of your supplemental income can work against some of your Social Security. And so maybe talk to your either financial planner or your accountant, or sit down and do the calculations. And it's a very frustrating topic. Nobody wants to sit here and think about how to maximize your Social Security. It's not a very sexy topic. But we're living in a time where inflation went up so ridiculously and things cost so much. Living, gas, water, power, furniture, everything ended up, groceries, costing so much more, that one of the biggest anxieties older individuals have is that whatever they thought they saved for, whatever they thought they put away for retirement, it's not going to be enough. And that's what I'm freaked out about. You know, I never had a chance to put away for retirement because I had student loans. I had family that needed money. I had family members that died and nobody had life insurance. Nobody had money for the funeral. Well, one funeral could empty out your bank account. And so only lately we've tried to start putting stuff away. When you're self-employed, it's kind of hard. But only recently, and I'm well into middle age. And I get nervous that whatever I think I'm going to be able to put away by the time I'm 65 won't even cut it and barely get me through the rest of that decade. And so, you know, one way to ensure that you're going to survive retirement is to not retire, is to still have some income coming in. The problem with that is, again, it could be really tricky as to what happens to your Social Security. If that income isn't stable, do you really want to rely on that? And so I think there are a lot of jobs, a lot of side jobs that older individuals or retirees can do. And again, I don't know how it would affect Social Security, but for those of you that still want to work, there's still lots of things. You know, being somebody's grocery shopper, being somebody's chef, preparing their meals. Now, you don't have to be a master chef, but being able to prepare meals for them for the week. There's a lot of individuals, a lot of caretaker roles that don't necessarily involve nursing, but you picking up their medications or picking up their groceries. There's certain nanny positions where if the kids are old enough and they're well-behaved, you just need to be somebody at the house to make sure they do their homework. Tutoring. You know how many people know how to play piano or tutor science or engineering and they can actually help teach? There's a lot of things that people can do. Dog walkers, dog sitters, house sitters, taking dogs to the groomer. There's a lot of things that can be done that you could incorporate yourself and you could do to make extra money. Writing books, writing songs, being a notary, getting that certification and being a notary. Some people go into real estate even, sell homes. So there are options. It's just when it comes to Social Security, I really have never been able to say, you know, wait is best or take it early. For some individuals, you know, I mean, my father, I think, took it early and he died when he was 62. So he got to enjoy his Social Security. Only a few months of it. But so, you know, depending on your health, that's going to make a decision. But if you think that you're going to be living well, you know, into your 80s, you know, taking out your money when it's 70, you'll probably get bigger bang for your buck. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A large section of the I-10 freeway near downtown L.A. will remain closed to traffic for 3 to 5 weeks to repair damage that was caused by a massive fire. Tens of thousands of people joined the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The National Guard was deployed, but no violence was reported. The White House confirms that Hamas operates within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital. Patients at that site are trapped due to the ongoing fighting. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown temporarily. Yesterday, the House voted in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and others through early February. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Iceland has a looming volcano blast, and it is making a lot of people nervous. In fact, there's already been evacuations. I guess one region has been hit by 1,100 new earthquakes. And the Fagradalsfjall volcano in the Reykjanes Peninsula, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, is threatening to erupt. And they say the likelihood of volcanic eruption is high as they are witnessing multiple earthquakes, some large enough to tear open highways. There is a buildup of magma beneath the coastal town of Grindavik, and scientists are warning that, yes, this is going to be the beginning of a new era of volcanic eruptions that could last for centuries. Now, after 800 years of inactivity, Daily Mail is reporting that a 2021 eruption marked the start of a new cycle of volcanic activity. And now Cambridge volcanologist Clive Oppenheimer says that the blast may have kicked off a new eruptive phase that could last centuries. He says time's finally up. We can get ready for another few hundred years of eruptions on the Reykjanes. The region now has had 1,100 new earthquakes since midnight. Experts are warning that magma is rising closer, rising ever closer to the Earth's surface. And there's obviously pressure. That's one of the signs of seismic activity, that there is an increase of pressure. And the thousands of quakes over the past few days have actually turned the fishing community into a ghost town. 4,000 residents have been forced to evacuate. I would. Those who were allowed to return to the properties with emergency services to collect belongings were ordered to evacuate yesterday after the Icelandic Met Office and its meters had detected increasing levels of sulfur dioxide. So, you know, for those of us who need a crash course in volcanoes, watch Dante's Peak. Because that, I thought, and I'm sure volcanologists are like, come on. I thought Pierce Brosnan did a very sexy educational clip looking at the sulfur dioxide and the hot springs becoming hotter, and you know, he knew his stuff. I thought the movie did good to kind of show you some of the warning signs. And so, unfortunately, seeing, you know, people have to leave, and if you remember, gosh, when was it? It was in the teens. There was a volcano that had unleashed so much ash that European travel was completely disrupted because of what had happened to the airspace. And so a 9-mile-long magma intrusion northwest of Grindavik has formed. It's growing. The magma, they believe, is only 500 meters from the surface. And just a few days ago, experts were saying that magma was accumulating 3 miles below ground, and it's now risen much closer. They say at this stage, it is not possible to determine exactly whether and where magma might reach the surface. So, feeling and picking up sulfur dioxide is a huge sign. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, just once all those earthquakes were happening, I'd be out of there. So, Godspeed to those who are living there. It's not easy, you know, seeing the ground completely break and shift. And I got to tell you, as a physician, you know, we act like in medicine that we can do unnatural things, being able to fight cancer and help people survive, and the body can repair itself, and, you know, and we sometimes get so close-minded, just either as patients or as doctors ourselves, that we don't realize how there are much bigger, badder forces around us. For those of us that ever learned to sail or ever learned to scuba dive, you know, or ever learned, you know, how to fish, we learned early on that the sea is one of the most powerful entities out there. You will not be able to outswim a shark. You will fatigue. Even if you are the best swimmer, you will fatigue in an ocean. You never go into the water if you don't have to. Stay dry. Even though people say, yeah, but you start to feel warm once you're in the water. No, you lose your body heat. And, you know, same thing with mountains. And, you know, I love nature, and I love being, you know, hiking and being in the mountains and going through the crevices and canyons and all that. But, you know, those of us who do like to experience nature can never forget how cruel nature can be, and how we are one of the weakest beings in that canyon, one of the weakest entities in that ocean. You know, I go hiking with my son a lot in the desert around Las Vegas. There's a lot of rocks and great places to hike. But we are around some of the deadliest snakes in the country. I don't want to say world because I think Australia has deadlier snakes. You have the heat. You have a rock that's loose. And it might not be you. Somebody up ahead that slips can start a rock slide that affects you. And so when, you know, for those of us that say, look, I'm going to, just like with an avalanche and skiing, understand that learning how to ski, learning how to sail, learning how to hike, learning how to rock climb are paramount, but that's only 25%. You need to understand the weather. You need to understand the climate you're in. You need to understand the landscape. You need to understand the animals that are around you. Look at the bear attack. You had two campers and hikers who were pretty savvy when it came to wilderness. They had plenty of bear spray. That bear didn't care about the bear spray and killed them both. And yeah, I don't want people concerned about, I can't wait to go to Iceland. You know, my friends have been there and we're trying to save up now for a trip. I got some miles, you know, and for a flight. And I would love nothing more than to check it out and take some hikes and get some photography and all that. But, you know, we want to encourage people to enjoy nature and not just sit in front of a TV. But I think we've been pushing, get out there, get outdoors, that we just kind of forget to also talk about some of the other perils. One of my good friends was an expert biker. And he died on his bike because he was near a bus. And I believe there was a current that sucked him in under the bus. And this was in a very well-known street in suburb Las Vegas. And, you know, when you see things like that happen, when you saw that bicyclist that was run down by two kids videotaping him, and it frustrates me. It does. Well, we are going to have volcanoes. We are going to have hurricanes. We're going to have snowstorms. That's just a part of nature. But for those of you that want to get outdoors, be outdoors, enjoy the outdoors, and, you know, be one of the, I forget what the word is, you know, where you're hardcore, you're extreme, and do extreme sports, you have to understand. You know, when I hear of people bungee jumping or people jumping out of planes and then they die by that, the crocodile hunter. Crocodile hunter? One of my favorite shows. And, oh my gosh, why is the name slipping me? I'm sorry about this. Hold on one second. Crocodile Hunter. I think he was born February 22nd, but they were, Steve Irwin. You know, he had such an amazing sense with animals. And what he could do with animals, you know, it blew our minds. And we're watching this. And such tragedy afflicted him by one of the animals he was studying. It was a stingray, I believe, that stabbed his chest. And as reflex, he pulled it out rather than leaving it in there. You always leave a penetrating, you leave it in there so that it could still allow, you know, to prevent bleeding. But sadly, you know, he died. And so, you know, We gotta do our research, and we have to understand that there are powers beyond our control. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is odd. A court has rejected Pennsylvania's township ban of the thin blue line flag as constitutional. Okay, well, so a Pennsylvania community had, from what I understand, wanted to use an American flag with a blue line to support law enforcement. The Springfield Township is 15 miles from Philadelphia, and it argued that the use of the flag was creating, quote, discontent and distrust in the community against the police. Meanwhile, right, there is another town in North Andover, Massachusetts, that is flying a Palestinian flag. So I don't understand these cities. Yeah, one city wants to support the police, can't do it. A city wants to fly a flag after the Hamas terror attack without also showing support for the American hostages and the Israeli hostages. No. So I'm not exactly sure why we have such a discongruity. But a federal court has ruled that prohibiting the community from being able to put the flag up with the blue line is unconstitutional. So that's good. The township repeatedly suggests that the thin blue line American flag of limited, if any, public value or concern because it is offensive and racist. But as this court previously told the township, the First Amendment protects speech even when it's considered offensive. Now, it is a horrible reality that people feel support of our law enforcement is racist. We understand that there has been a lot of injuries, casualties that have happened during suspect police interactions. And I think bipartisanly, and as a nation, we want to ensure that innocent people don't get hurt and suspects who are in the process of being incarcerated do not get hurt. I think that's something that we all collectively agree on. And there have been some bad apples, as we've seen in every field. But we have, as a whole, amazing men and women that are putting their lives on the line to keep us safe. And so to deny a city, to deny an entity, to deny a school, to support their law enforcement and show appreciation so that they keep waking up every day and strapping on their belt and getting out there knowing that that day could be the last day they see their family. For that to be considered bad and offensive is the wrong thinking. And it's, you know, you could be against police brutality by some bad apples that have committed police brutality. But that doesn't mean you disrespect and you completely try to destroy a whole industry. There are some bad apples in the medical field who have performed very bad choices in the OR with a patient. Do we ban medicine? Do we defund healthcare? Do we wash our hands of the whole industry? You know, some of these celebrities that were speaking out against cops and defunding them, months or weeks later, needed to call them for their own protection. Where are they saying we need to appreciate law enforcement? Well, the problem we have in America is we like to lump everything into one word or one cause. That's the problem with Roe v. Wade. That's the problem with the Hamas massacre and the Israeli-Hamas war. It's you're either with us or against us. You're either with cops or against cops. Why can't you be for there being better protections of suspects and against, you know, those rare individuals that are hurting people and you know, needing to be off the force or showing racism or showing bias. You know, you could still support those men and women who are putting their lives on the line to make our city safe and to protect our kids. Same thing with Roe v. Wade. You know, why does it have to be, you have to be pro-Roe v. Wade or anti-Roe v. Wade? Why can't you be pro, you know, let's have patient privacy and just have it between the patient and the doctor and keep everybody out of it. Politicians, taxpayers, keep them all out of it. So nobody has to be thrown into this and be involved with something that they don't want to be involved with. Why don't we have that as a side? We don't. You either have to be pro-Roe v. Wade or against Roe v. Wade. And some people are confused, going, don't we want the government out of our lives? So this just happens time and time again. The Israeli massacre, or the Hamas attack that massacred and did unimaginable things to thousands of Israelis, that has now resulted in Israel needing to find Hamas, who is hiding under hospitals and in a network of tunnels and trying to get through Hamas and get our hostages out. There's now only two sides to that. You're either pro-Israel or you're pro-Palestine. What about, you know, why aren't we freeing Palestine from Hamas? Why isn't Palestine kicking out Hamas and being led by people who aren't murderers and massacres or using them as human shields? But that's not an option. You can't be pro that. There's no option. There's no flag for that. And I find it very, very frustrating. And you know, it's, yeah, our world is not perfect. We have had some bad apples. We've had some bad teachers. I think there was a teacher that was just arrested for raping one of her students. Does that mean we ban and defund all schools? You know, we have to realize that, you know, and I know some people think that there is an underlying reality that pervades, and the only way to get rid of that underlying reality is to destroy everything. And I think there's other ways. And so if honoring your country and honoring your law enforcement and thanking them and supporting them for being out there every day, when even in broad daylight they could be gunned down during a traffic stop, if that's considered offensive and bad, and putting up a Palestinian flag in a community who is still mourning the loss of Americans, is scared to death about our hostages, as well as what happened to our ally, Israel, and that is not caustic, I don't know what we're using as our barometer. I'm confused. And it shows. It shows what happened when we switched priorities. We had a kid in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas, Nevada, beat to death by other kids. Nobody fears going to jail. Nobody understands that you kick somebody in the head, you could kill them. That you provide blunt trauma by kicking them in their chest and their abdomen. Why don't they understand that? We're a smarter population than that. 1-877-DOCTOR-ZOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.